I bet you Ray, he's called a lot of games. He's never heard a goal like the golden goal. Do you want, like, he's got to hear it.
Well, he's on hold. Do you think? Yeah, I guess so. Why don't we bring him in and then we'll explain what we're talking about. Exactly. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
I am just back in Vancouver and kind of shifting into getting ready to leave on Tuesday. So what I'm finding is I'm nowhere near ready to go.
Yeah, the packing for a European World Junior.
Here's what I would do. Like, do you pack? Are you an efficient packer, Ray? Like,
yes.
See, I'm. You're like me. Like, I like to pack very light and efficient.
So, okay, but here's the problem, Noodles. Cammy and the kids are coming.
Okay.
And so my suitcase has been invaded, and I don't like that.
No.
No way, man. I don't like that either. You get your own suitcase.
Yeah.
You get your own suitcase.
How long are you over there for? 17 days?
What's that? Sorry, Jamie?
How long are you over there for? Like 17 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I could get away with one of those like 22-inch carry-on.
Duffel bag. You just clean your clothes.
Yeah, you can do, because you do laundry over there or have the hotel do it. But like, you know,
I think the greatest sin is to bring back clean clothes. Like that you haven't worn. I'm like, why am I bringing 5 casual shirts? I'm doing a game every day.
Like, 4 pairs of socks, 4 underwears, different dress shirts, and a bunch of different ties. Nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, I'll tell you, by the end of those tournaments, though, you start looking at your clothes and you're like, damn, I got to wear that thing again? The clothes are tired of me, not me. I'm even tired of them. It's like, I can go. I think I can do it with 2 suits this year, though.
Yeah,
no, there you go.
I think it can be done. Yeah, that's the goal anyway.
Not many people watching this tournament anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're on camera, though, for like 8 seconds a day, so it's not like, you know, which is a good thing for the viewer.
I think it's 2 suits and a couple, got multiple shirts.
Dark blue, dark black, and a bunch of ties.
Hang the suit up the minute that you get back to the hotel room so that it airs out and it's not, doesn't look like you slept in it. I think if you're efficient, you're fine.
But, okay, and here's the other complication. We have 1 bag full of Christmas presents.
Oh,
that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not. And that wasn't really, that didn't seem to be talked about. It's just, I see it's packed right by the front door. And I'm like, when I came home, I'm like, I guess that one's coming.
Yeah, and it's coming back.
Your kids are young, so you can't give them cash.
No, well, although Riley's now 13, and he's like, no, I don't need lots of stuff. You know, I just need like some AirPods or, oh, really? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put that down.
For 500.
For $250 Christmas presents. You're like, man, what happened to like getting them a Slinky?
That was like in the 80s, man. That's a long ways behind us now. You see the new iPad or the new MacBook is like $52,000.
I saw that.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's
the most expensive computer. Yeah.
It's the most expensive computer going, not I think ever, but I guess if you program it properly, the way they tell you to, with everything you're supposed to pump into it, all the apps and all that, it's going to add up to like $52,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And some guy's going to buy it to be like, I have to have it. And, and
well,
use 1%.
The wall like the guy's banana.
Yeah. Yes. $120,000 for a banana up against the wall, and then some guy eats it the next day.
that's when if you've got a buddy like Kramer, he comes over and takes a chomp out of it. Like, that was good.
Yeah, $120,000 produce, Kramer. Anyway, you were at that game last night, Leafs Flames. I mean, what were you thinking 3 minutes into the third period?
Man, that was like it's like they forgot that the period started. Like the first goal, so Noodles, the first goal of the period, Anderson's got the puck. Why does a goalie, I've never quite understood this, shoot it around the glass head high? Like, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can
you're
think
thinking
of,
it's going to get out.
Well,
aren't you?
the only reason a goalie fires it head high around the glass is you've got to beat the first forechecker if he's near you in the corner and trying to take the boards away. So you got to get it over him. So that the guy on the half wall near the defenseman, if he's coming back into coverage, he can probably take it in the hip, like have it hit his body and drop down.
I guess the problem was that he shot it, you know, past Riley's ear, and it got stopped by the Flames guy. Like the Flames forechecker got in between Riley and whoever I forget who the Leafs winger was on the left side there. Like, he got in between and, like, boom, boom, it's in the net. The next one, you know, was the two-on-one, and I didn't love it from Anderson's spot. You know, like, I think he's more often than not going to make that save. And then the third's a deflection, and you're like, man, this thing, like, it just got away from them. But then they had, you know, what are the 90 seconds of 5-on-3? Like, the chance was there to get back in it. And I just thought they just weren't sharp. They weren't in tune last night. Like, they missed a lot of pass, power play, and it just didn't look crisp. It didn't look sharp. And then now you're back in the last 5 minutes, and there was no time left. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I think that's accurate, and that's effectively what Sheldon Keefe had to say after the game. He said, we had one good line, and no one else really gave us a good day.
Agreed.
No one else really showed up, and it's disappointing because that is the eighth time already this year they've been tied in the third period. This time they had the lead in the third period, and they didn't even get it to overtime for a point. Like, that's just attention to detail. That's having a meltdown. With Babcock, it was in the first period. With Keefe, it's been the third period. But they're a flawed team that they just cannot find a way to close. And it's going to kill you.
Concern, don't you think the concern is, like, the shift-over-shift stuff seems to get lost on them? Like, they have a good period, and then start of the next period, they're good, and then it just kind of fizzles for a bit. And then it takes them a while to get it back. Like, you know, Marner and Tavares were, you know, with the puck last night, were awesome. I thought Mikheyev was unbelievable from the second period on. I thought he was awesome. Nylander and Matthews, not so much.
No, nothing. You know, nothing last night.
And so, you know, like, Nylander came off the bench on the one, I think it was the Hamonic goal. And, you know, he came off the bench, and I think he's, like, I believe he's thinking he's the right winger, but Marner was already over there, and he came right over towards the puck, and they passed it behind him. Hamonic had, you know, had all kinds of time to pick the spot that he needed to hit. Like, they keep finding a way to hurt themselves, and it's really, obviously, it damages their chances. Like, last night, that was a game, they're in decent shape after two periods. I thought Anderson looked awesome in the first two periods, and then it just got away from them.
Yeah. Ray, do you think they're going to get it together and make the playoffs? Yes or no answer?
Yeah, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think, just because the more I keep reading about, you know, oh, you need 98 points to make the playoffs, you need...
Maybe,
you know,
not this year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to need it this year. And so that's why I'm, you know, my guess is right now that they'll be good enough, but certainly not going to be a cakewalk. I mean, we've belabored this thing, and like everybody else, we've talked about, you know, they're going to have to find somebody else to play goal at some point, right? Like, they're going to have to. Like, Anderson can't play 70 games, and yet, you know, I live out here in Vancouver, and Thatcher Demko had his second concussion of the season, and so now they got Mikey DiPietro, who has played one NHL game and got booted in the shins last year. Remember, he got pummeled against San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose let him up, yeah.
But I think, like, Vancouver's got to do the same thing. They've got to play Markstrom until his feet fall off. Like, what other choice do you have? You can't, like, I think those are, I don't know if it's just the way the league is, but have we ever been more concerned with the backup goalie? Except it's super important now. It seems more important than it's ever been.
It's because of the parity. Like, it legitimately is. There's going to be a team, like we saw Montreal last year, missed the playoffs by, well, it was three, but technically 2 points. Like, that's, and those 2 points, people go back and circle the schedule and go, yeah, the backup didn't do it. Or remember when you pissed those points away in October? Like, that's, there's going to be a really good team that misses the playoffs this year because they stubbed their toe at some point during the season and couldn't recover.
Well, what did you say, Brian? That's eight times into the third with a lead and got no points out of it?
At least tied in the third period. Eight times they've been tied in the third without even a point.
Wow, that's, just think, like, even a couple of those points somewhere down the line will be critical.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
Like, not to say you get all eight of them, but what if there was just a couple more?
Right.
Could change the whole landscape of the playoff picture, of their season, everything.
I mean, that's the kind of detail I think we're expecting all year, right? Like, there's going to be three or four teams fighting for it, and someone's going to win it by, like, a point or two.
And the other thing, like last night I'm looking and I see, oh, Tampa squeezed on Boston last night, right? Like, they beat Boston. And you're like, every time Tampa wins, I kind of wait for them to go on, like, a 12-game run.
No, then they lose three in a row.
Right. Like, I'm like, but doesn't... Like, I think Tampa's going to make the playoffs. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm going to be wrong on some of this. Because I talked to one of the Canucks guys today, and they were saying, like, Carolina is for real. They're like, that is a very good team. If they had one more forward that maybe could finish, you know, like, they would, like, who wouldn't want that defense? They had almost 50 shots last night and, you know, and didn't score. Markstrom was unbelievable. But so that the reason I mentioned Carolina is that might be a team that you'd think maybe they'll fall back or they'll miss or maybe they're more sure than we think. All of a sudden Buffalo's won a few in a row and you're like, "Wow, man, could they do that?"
Yep. Yeah, no, Philly, Pittsburgh, I'm waiting for Pittsburgh to realize that Sid hasn't played in a month and you know, they're going back and forth with Tristan Jarry and then Murray, and it's like, no, we're just going to keep rolling along and keep winning, and they're on.
How about
they're
somebody on put on Twitter today, anybody could have had Tristan Jarry in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to pay a price. I don't know what that would
be. Yeah.
But now it's going to be one of your better defensemen, though.
Yeah, but just think, like, what if you know, he makes $700,000.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're like, holy, like, he's their starter right now. He's playing way better than Matt Murray.
Yeah. He may not be going anywhere now. Like, because Seattle's going to come into play at some point, too, right? Like, if you have two goalies, you're going to lose one of them. If they're both really good, you're going to have to make a choice. And you don't have to do it right now.
Matt Murray's going to get Marc-Andre flurried.
He might. That wouldn't be. I mean, if Jarry keeps playing like this, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, you go with the guy who's getting you the wins right now. With especially, like you say, Sid hasn't been available, and they're still grinding away. Gino has been a bit of a beast. Like I watched him play the other day. He is Gino Malkin, what you expect. You know, especially when Sid's not there and when he's the guy. He's a beast.
Yeah, but just think, Brian Rust is their top right winger right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing with Malkin and Gensel. And you're like, Brian Rust? Like, he's a depth player when Pittsburgh's healthy. But he's one of their main guys right now. Like, I'd say Mike Sullivan must be doing a pretty good job with those guys to make them or help them believe to have a system that they can play. Like, they have no lineup. And, you know, they got one of the best players in the world out of the game. And yet it's, you know, they win, put points on the board. And pretty impressive.
The LA Kings got a win last night, and Drew Doughty was asked about that after the game. You know, what led them to kind of fight and get the momentum going. And here's what Doughty said postgame.
Can't make its way out of the league. We need fighting. I know people don't like it, some of you, but then you're just going to have all those meatheads running around, little guys being rats out there, and that's just the way it's going to go. So we need fighting. People need to be able to protect their teammates and themselves. And when it's safe like that and no one gets hurt, that's the best way.
So that's going to rattle a lot of cages.
Meatheads running.
There's going to be a lot of people that don't want to hear that. But, you know, he's more than entitled to his opinion, obviously. And what do you make of that comment from Drew Doughty? That's going to go a long way because of who said it.
Right. Well, yeah, it's not going to get just, you know, swept away. Fighting is allowed. Like, he's correct. It is allowed. I don't see there ever being a ban. Now, my son plays in Germany, and there's fighting in that league. You just get suspended at three fights.
Right.
Right? Like, it's still, it's a way smaller part of the game than it used to be, but it's still there. And I'm ambivalent on whether it makes it safer or not, because I think guys play differently than they would have way back, you know, in the day. Like, I remember when Jarkko Ruutu and Matt Cook were wreaking havoc around the league, right? Like, they'd run around and they could skate and they hit with intent, but they didn't have to fight. And that was, I don't know, that was 15 years ago. So the game's changed like that. It's been for a while, but it's still there. You know, McDermott just had to, you know, because he's a giant, he had to find somebody and, you know, willing to go. And then it becomes part of the game.
Yep. I think, I don't see it. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. If it's going somewhere, it's not because people think it doesn't matter anymore. It's because concussion, CTE, head injuries, lawsuits, right? That's what's going to eventually say it's gone. And that doesn't mean there still won't be fights, but the penalties will be extreme. Right, you know, you'll get suspended for 10 games. And some guys will just say, I don't care.
Maybe you fight and you get kicked right out.
Yeah.
You don't get a second fight. You don't get, you know, like it's fight and you're gone.
Right.
Like, I don't know, maybe that's what it'll become. But it does seem, you know, I don't know if you watched the Jordan Greenway fight last night. He
Him and Nurse, yeah, it was a good fight.
Nurse got him pretty good, though.
Oh, boy, did he ever at the end. And you're like, man, and this is, I think, of the many things I'm not understood about concussions is like, how can Greenway absorb that punch from Nurse, the uppercut, and be fine? And somebody else, you know, get hit, not a whiplash hit or, you know, a clip hit, but a guy get hit nowhere near his head and end up with concussion. Right? Like, it's just so, it's such a wide-ranging big topic that I don't know that the league will be able to keep pushing it away and say, yeah, we'll deal with it later. Eventually, I don't know, maybe it does come where it just can't be.
All right, buddy. Well, I think we have a piece of audio.
Exclusive audio for you.
Yeah, the O-Dog has found a way to put something together. What happened to you there? You disappeared because you're up. You're supposed to explain what's going on.
No, you said you were going to do it. Why are you throwing me under the bus? Just play the audio.
Well, it's your audio. You're the one that's dying to play it.
Forget it. Don't even do it. We'll play it for the audio.
No, you want to hear it.
I want it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, buddy.
Don't explain it. Come on,
instead of screwing me over,
how am I screwing you over? You looked at me and said, I'm up. You gave me the...
No,
so I'm waiting for you.
Anyway,
okay, Chris Cuthbert,
go ahead. This, Noodles, you're the only chance here.
Yeah, Noodles, you set it up.
Are we ready? Fire away.
What a scene at Canada Hockey Place. Overtime in the gold medal game. Cannot confirm or deny that Jamie Noodles McLennan has never been better in the Team Canada net. Face off to his right. What are the odds that Al's brother would be on the ice at this critical time? Another grit grinder, the Grappler, out there as well. Probably because he's 5'8", 240 every day. Captain Hayes to take the draw. He's played a lot of hockey, but not at this level. From the faceoff, Canada gets control. Al's brother up to the Grappler. Puck now at center. O-Dog up with it again. He's on the ice with Hayes. Hayes. O-Dog scores. Jeff O'Neill. The O-Dog goal. And Canada has once in a lifetime Olympic gold. What a moment for Canada. And O-Dog will have a gold medal he'll never lose.
Just wasting Cuthbert's time. But he got an Elmer Fudd out of it, so.
Yeah. Oh, that is Fudd-worthy. I'll tell you, CC is, man, that's pretty good stuff. He got everybody in there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He did.
He's the best.
Al's brother was on the ice the whole
time. The grappler, you know, seems like he'd have a lack of mobility, you know?
I don't know who's coaching that team.
You know, but how about you as the captain, Hayes?
I know.
Inspiring.
Although just a little backhanded smack with he's played a lot of hockey, but not at this level. Like just to knock me down to size. Yeah.
Still the captain, though.
Hey, by the way, we take those broadcasts seriously. I don't know if you watched last night where the guys in the truck put that thing together about Cuthbert's notes.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I did see that with the coffee all over it.
Yeah, like the guys in the truck were giggling as we were going through that. Cuthbert had no idea. He just wanted to show Jeff Ward's nice penmanship. And then all the other, like Johnny Russin, the stats guy, put it together, and Franklin, the director, and Eddie, the producer, and Ronnie, who puts all that stuff together. They put it all together, and it comes up, and I honestly couldn't stop giggling.
So good.
He's looking at it, and all he's thinking is, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
I loved it.
And I need to record the overdrive golden goal at some point. Two priorities for Cuthbert last night. So
well, we got it on the air. So there you go. Congratulations on overtime goal.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's a big
gold medal forever.
Big snipe. All right, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a great call over there in the Czech Republic. I'm sure we'll bother you at some point. But
yeah, Grappler's already been on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, trying to set up hits for December 27th. I'm like, man, I got to find the plane first. Like, let's hold off on that. So I think we'll do some posting on the Canada, every Canada.
Okay, cool.
We'll check in.
Well, we'll be here. So
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have all the listeners and people. Call and do all the big Christmas with your family. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks, there man. He is. Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst.
Just gone.
No Enjoy idea
your
what
holidays,
said.
Ray, because yeah. I will be too.
Ray joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. For all of December, receive $500 Von Mills gift cards when you purchase or lease any new in-stock vehicle. Maple Toyota right next to the Wonderland. Not the Wonderland. Wonderland.
Wonderland.